Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio and all podcast catchers, Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, YouTube, wherever you're listening or watching to us. It's the Dark Mark Show. I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian, and as always, everybody's favorite horror writer, Nicole Sachs.
Good afternoon,
Nicole. Everybody's very excited. We've been on like kind of a nerdy train as of late.
We have been. We're riding that train all the way to Comic-Con.
And you went to your first con in a long time, not so long ago.
Well, that wasn't by choice. That was because of COVID. Like, I went to the last WonderCon, too. I like WonderCon a lot. I've been going there almost every year since it was in San Francisco.
Okay, so this was WonderCon, and this is where you met our guest today.
Yeah, Rachie.
Rachie, not only she's a cosplayer, she's a model, she's a cover girl, she's an influencer. She does all sorts of things. Apparently, she's a vampire tonight. It's Rachie Holland.
Yay! Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
You are the perkiest vampire I've ever met.
What?
Nicole first.
Oh, I said she was a vampire the day I met her, too.
Yeah, I'm forever a vampire, even when you can't tell. Even when I'm a little pastel princess, I'm still a vampire at heart.
and don't let the fact that this is during the day and we're taping during the day fool you. She is a vampire, and she's the perkiest vampire I've ever seen. So perky. And we're going to get there's all sorts of things. Rachie's got a fascinating story, and she's got a fascinating life, and she's really living her dreams. And we're going to talk all about that. But before we do, I really need to wake up to match Rachie. Energy. So I've got my favorite energy drink here, and Rachie, you're no stranger to product placement. This is Ray's energy drink right here, my favorite. This is the best energy drink I still have. One more, Galaxy Burst, which Nicole will tell you this is like a fruity pebbles, very sweet flavor. It's delicious, mixes well with all sorts of alcohol if you're so inclined, and the best part, zero calories, zero carbs, zero crash. And you can't get this at 7-Eleven. You can't get this at the grocery store. But you can get it for cheap if you use our code, which is in the show description. If you're listening on our podcast or YouTube, you get 15% off a case of Ray's energy drink. They're actually out of the Voodoo Fruit Punch flavor, but go ahead.
I was going to say they're delicious. You won't regret your decision.
Yeah, I'm I got to get another case. I don't know if I'm going to get the Galaxy Burst or the Strawberry Colada or the Sour Gummy Worms, which are surprise. It was a surprise.
I haven't tried the Sour Gummy Worms yet.
Oh, that might be the next one we get, the Sour Gummy Worms, which isn't as sour as you think. It's actually pretty good. So,
yum.
So Nicole, why, when you met Rachie, did you feel that she was a perfect fit for our show?
She seemed fun and like a person that had a lot of stories because she travels a lot and she does a lot of exciting things. And she also just had an amazing attitude.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome.
You meet a lot of cosplayers and you meet a lot of people at cons. And yeah. You don't say that about everyone.
No, I'm actually very, I reach out to certain people because you do most of the booking, but every once in a while I see someone, I'm like, they would be great for the show. Is it okay if I ask them if they can be on the show? And then you say yes, and then I reach out to them. But no, I usually, there's a particular entertaining quality about her. Like she's like a live action character, you know? Like even though she spends this time dressing up as other people, she still has her own distinct personality that is distinctly Rachie.
Thank you so much. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm like all the good little like butterflies in my body right now. I'm like, let's do this weekly.
that's fine with me. Actually, Nicole might be out. We might have you as a co-host. I don't know.
So, right?
No, I'm kidding. Never. Of the three of us, and people watching the show, of the three of us, I know exactly who they would kick out and. It wouldn't be Nicole or you, but Rachie, from what I understand, and this is a common thing for every beautiful woman that I've heard. I'm guessing when you and let me take a stab at this. When you were a little girl, people picked on you and they called you ugly and you never had any friends, right?
No, not at all.
Well, But you were an Army brat, so you were moving around in a new kid in school almost every year.
I was an Army brat, and I was, and actually, people don't believe me, but still am very shy. So I wouldn't say I got picked on, but I was definitely very intimidated, especially when we'd move around to new schools, very shy. It took me a minute to warm up and like make new friends. So yeah, I was very much the stay inside, play dress up, play with makeup, dance around, sing songs. I wasn't like outside playing sports with all the other kids or anything like that. Then I think actually cosplay helped me, I wouldn't say break out of being shy, but like maybe hide it a little more, because it's a little bit easier to kind of let yourself go and be a little crazy. You're not the one that's like accountable. You're like, Harley Quinn would do that. It's not my fault. I'm not crazy. Right. Harley's crazy. And so you kind of get away with a little bit more, and you're not as timid or shy if you can blame it on a character, maybe.
And you say that, but sometimes when you're at cons and you're in other characters, people spot the Harley Quinn in you.
It is true, actually. That's very true. Actually, my boss that I started traveling with at the beginning of my career, who just happens to be named Jay, so it was so perfect because it was like, Mr. Jay! I love it. It's so cute.
I got my Harley Quinn, just for you. Oh, go ahead.
I wish I would have known. I would have had some things that we could have played show.
I was trying to post this in the background somewhere so people could see it, but it falls down everywhere I go, so it's probably not a good
line. It's so cute. I love it.
And this is why I wore the jacket too. This is about as jokery as I can get. But
I see the purple vibes. I got it. I should have been Harley today instead of Vampy. What did I do?
No. We're all Vampy tonight. I left my fangs in the car, but let me ask you, when you were singing and dancing when you were a kid, what were you singing and dancing to?
The first thing that comes to mind, and it's just so random, Once Upon a Dream, my mom had a brown sheet that kind of looked like Briar Rose in her little cape, and I danced around singing Sleeping Beauty, amongst other things. But yeah, a lot of Disney. Disney Princess.
I was going to ask, what was the first character you really felt like dressing up as?
Actually, I do have a picture of myself from when I was really little, and I had the costume and this cool little face painting and everything, and I was the Dark Phoenix.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's so random for like a little kid, because you would assume it'd be like a, maybe like a little bit more mainstream, like Catwoman or, you know, Batgirl or whatever. But I was the Dark Phoenix, and I completely forgot about it because, again, I'm Dory. And I was so young, but I found the picture like way later. I'm like, oh my God, I don't even remember this. And so it's kind of cool because like years later, I actually was body painted after, and then obviously I've cosplayed her a few times. So I want to do like a little like then and now like collage, but I have to find the photo again. I'm very...
How old were you when you were Dark Phoenix?
Ma, do you remember how old I was? I can't even guess. I was a tiny little thing. I'm so bad with numbers because...
That's okay.
I don't have kids, and I'm like not a super kid, like numbers, age, all that stuff. I'm like, it's a, you know, it's, they're tiny, or this is a kid. She said maybe four. So okay. Very little. I don't know how old I really was, but I was a little munchkin. So that's the first one I've seen myself as. The first one that I really wanted to like go full force, like cosplay into was Harley Quinn. But at the time I didn't know as much. It was not a huge scene. It hadn't blown up as much. And I couldn't find a decent costume that wasn't like a onesie that made me look like literally a 12-year-old. Cause I'm pretty petite. I'm not like super voluptuous. And I'm like, well, I'm not trying to look like a kid in a freaking onesie. Although I do have a Harley onesie now, which is super cute. But at that time, I was trying to be grown and sexy. And, you know, all the, like, custom latex ones were, like, so much money. And I was a broke Barbie. So I was like, well, I went around and I ended up doing Poison Ivy first. Well, actually, I've done Catwoman. So I did Catwoman, Poison Ivy, and then finally fell into Harley, and then slowly upgraded her. And it wasn't until Suicide Squad came out that I was like, new look, but you know what? We're going to go with it because it's Harley Quinn and she's finally in a movie and we're so stoked for it. So I went to my local Hot Topic, of course, and I picked up like the sequin shorts and the shirt and the belt and I kind of pieced it together. And I was so stoked, and a big group of our friends and Mama Bear, we all dressed up to go to Universal City Walk just for funsies. And everyone stopped me along the way like, oh my God, you're the best Harley Quinn I've ever seen. Oh my God, you're so cute. This is so great. We were late to the movie because we were taking pictures and people were giving me like gifts and posters and stuff. And I'm like, oh my God. And so we watched the movie. And then like the next day I posted it to my Instagram, which was like, I was like the last to jump over. I'm not tech savvy as you guys know. So I was like the last to make the jump from Facebook to Instagram. And, you know, I didn't have any followers. I didn't utilize it very often. But somehow a friend of a friend who happened to own a comic book shop saw it on his feed and was like, oh my God, this is so great. Do you do this? Can I hire you to come to my store? And I'm like, huh? He's like, can I hire you to come to my store? It's our 40th anniversary, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, great. Yeah, sure. And back then I was just using my hair. So I like call my mom right away. I'm like, oh my God, this isn't good enough. I'm super perfect. I'm like, we need the wig. We need to get the holster. We need all the things. And so we like rushed to have it ready by that weekend. And it came out all right. The wig was terrible because back then there weren't a lot of options. And it was like, you either knew how to customize, color, and style your own wig, or you had the cheapy costume looking one, which ruined my life. It was not lace front. It was totally like the harsh hairline. I'm like, oh, what am I doing?
Oh, no.
Hurt my feelings. Breaks my heart. But we did it, and he loved it, and then asked if I would work all the weekends leading into Christmas, then asked if I would like to work conventions with him. Then that went so well. He's like, would you like to travel? And then I just started meeting other people in the industry. So, like, events he wasn't working, they'd be like, well, come work for me. Then now leading up to, like, I get my own booths, and I'm invited as a special guest, and I get to, like, just sell my comic book covers and my prints and represent myself like a little boss. It's great. So it's been a long road, but we've made it.
What is it about Harley? Oh.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask, what is it about Harley Quinn that drew you to her?
She's just very relatable. It's literally me. So like Mr. J would always be like, because people would be talking to me and they'd be like, oh, we're cool now. We're friends. You don't have to keep up the act for me. And he'd just be like, oh, no, that's Rachy. There's no act here. She is. And I would say more of the like mischievous, playful side, not, you know, because there's many sides. There's like a darker, depending what.
Not the homicidal side.
Go around killing people without reason. I mean, yeah. They provoke me.
Felonious assault, not the homicide, not the...
We pick and choose our characteristics that we really act on for the most part. But
this from somebody who was cosplaying as Dark Phoenix when she was 4.
What is it about the bad girls? They're just so much more fun. And I think too, because I am like, my mom raised me to be a very polite, well-mannered girl. So I think it's kind of, that's probably, I'm always so polite. I'm like, let me be bad. Let me be obnoxious. Let me be.
You are mom's little girl. I can see mom's your best friend.
She is. Still. She's my bestie, my number one supporter. She's helped me from the very beginning. She's a silent manager. I could not ask for anything more. I'm the luckiest little princess ever. I'm an only child, and
I knew that.
Yeah, she's
twice. Even if I didn't know that, I would have figured it out by now.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I tell everybody that. Just when people are confused why I do and say certain things, I'm like, only child syndrome. Look, like I can't help it.
I'm the youngest, so I was spoiled too, but not as much as an only child.
Yeah, I used to. And because I was an army brat and I was so shy and I, you know, I wanted to have a security blanket, like a friend that could move with me everywhere. And I'd always have automatically, I desperately wanted a sibling. I desperately wanted a sister growing up. And like now I like laugh about it. I'm like, oh my goodness, then I'd have to share everything. Like, I'd have half the things I have, I'd have to share. I'm like, no way, only child's life for me.
But geez, imagine the hand-me-downs you would hand down to your younger sister or younger brother or younger non-binary, whatever.
Exactly. No, I actually do. My friends are lucky enough to receive all the hand-me-downs. So every now and then, mama's like, listen, you bring another thing into this house and I'm going to die. Like, you have to get rid of some things. We will not fit in this house if one more package comes in. And then, like, in that week, I have like 5 boxes come in from different sponsors. And I'm like, hey, it's okay, right? So then I'm like, all right, what haven't I used? What have I upgraded? What can I get rid of? And I just call one of my girlfriends. I'm like, hey, you want to come over? Like, whoever I think needs it the most, wants it the most, whoever I'm like kind of hanging out with that I think will really value it. And I just kind of let them pick through it and then I can give it to charity. But I am actually going to, because, you know, wigs are not cheap and costumes are expensive and all the things, I am going to start on my Instagram a new channel called Rachie's Closet, an extension of my brand. And I will be selling the, you know, high-end nice stuff I haven't even worn. Maybe I've worn it once or it doesn't fit me anymore or whatever the case. Wigs, shoes, clothing, costumes, all the things. But you have to have time to, I've been saying that for like easily 2.5 years. You have to have time to actually like take the pictures, post it, do all the things. So I'm hoping to do it this year. And Mama Bear is definitely encouraging me to. But until then, the stuff that like, you know, say I've worn it like, if I've worn it like 5 times, I'm not going to try to sell it as like, you know, because you're like, at this point, just have it, just do it. But I have some things that literally have still on it, or maybe I've worn once or twice. And I'm like, I paid like $120 for this. Like, if I could get like 75, that'd be cool. Sure.
And unfortunately, Nicole's too tall for most of your wardrobe, but maybe she'll get away. Who knows?
Yeah, wig. I used to work in the makeup industry, so I have like tons of makeup, which I'm like, I just like kind of stored it in our cabinets. And I'm like, at this point, I'm like, I need space because as I keep growing, I'm getting more props. And they're not small props. I've got like 5 different mallets, huge mallets for Harley, big giant wing head pieces. So I'm like, every little bit of space counts. So I'm like thinking about going through the palettes that I haven't used and like putting those up. I'm a size 7. I don't know what size shoe you are, girl. I got handbags. What do you want? What do you need? I got it. Like my little trench coat. I like come out.
Rachel, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Now we know why you were Harley Quinn and that's how you got started, but what separates your Harley Quinn from the hundreds of thousands of women that dress like Harley Quinn at every comic book convention?
I think I don't. Oh, my Mama Bear says I look a lot like her. I've seen girls that look more like her than me. My personality fits. And right now I'm losing my voice because I've been working so hard, but I am a little bit higher pitched normally. So people all my life have told me I sounded like her. Mm-hmm. I've had, when I used to be a bartender, people call me Minnie Mouse. My English teacher called me Squeak. Like,
right.
Everybody's got their own little name. But right now I'm actually quite a bit raspier than normal. This is my life.
I've heard you on other podcasts and you do have that Mr. J voice and you don't quite have it today.
Yeah, I can do it if I want to, but it's normally natural. So, like, I don't even, that's the beauty of Harley is I don't even have to try. Whereas, like, other characters, sometimes you have to think about how they'd act or what they do or how they move. What would they say? And that's the other thing that Jay would always say. If I was, like, MJ on Sunday for, like, a casual cosplay, you know, Sunday's breakdown and the shorter day and you're tired. And people would just be like, huh, what? And he'd be like, oh, it's Harley cosplaying MJ. She's always Harley. Whoever she is, it's really just Harley cosplaying that person. So I don't know what it is exactly that I would say sets me apart, except for the fact that I really am just, I identify with her so much. It's like, I don't have to try. And people are like, oh my, even when I'm not in Harley, people are like, you know who you should do. You know who you remind me of. And I'm like, oh, funny you should say that. Here's my card.
You cosplayed as like Poison Ivy, and people are like, wait a second, you're more Harley Quinn than Poison Ivy.
That is actually so funny. So my girl Steph, Harley Quinn 505, who's also a wonderful Harley, the first time we teamed up for a con, I had just colored my hair bright red. So even though Harley's my main, I was like, let's dive into this Poison Ivy. Let's get all the Poison Ivy content. Let's go. So I cosplayed as her, but we were running around amok, like so crazy, just like two little lunatics. And they're like, she's like, Rachie, you're Harley Quinn. Like, you gotta pretend, you gotta stop. And she actually ended up being more Ivy at some point. She's like giving me piggyback rides and all this stuff. And I'm just like, woo. And it's kind of funny because she always jokes about it. She's like, that's not, she's just Harley Quinn. That's not Poison Ivy. But I can try. Like, I'm better for photo shoots because you could just like compose yourself and pose. But at cons, it's right. Already so much, and I'm so ADD that, like, you're like, oh, what's going on here? So in order to concentrate and get into character, it's just like, it can last for maybe an hour, and then it's just like, whoop, out the window.
Right.
And so it's great to do, like, I like to do Misa for Anime Expo, because she's also just another crazy blonde in pigtails that is very chipper and easy to play.
Yeah.
Harley, who else do I do that's very much along those lines?
Well, who's the hardest for you to do? What's the hardest? What's the hardest to convert your personality, your perky personality to?
Believe it or not, I would say, okay, so Poison Ivy is actually hard because she's supposed to be sexy, and I don't really necessarily, I think I have photos of myself as that are sexy, and I can pose, and I can like put myself in that for a moment, but to actually move and like try to seduce people, I'm way more, I think, I would say it's the difference of like cute and zany and then like a sexy seductress. Like, I'm like, I'm not necessarily some like vixen that can just go and seduce the whole world, but
I'm sure your OnlyFans followers would disagree, but
yeah, some people, but in my eyes, when people, I had to do a video. I did a fan video for a fan, obviously. he had paid for a Poison Ivy video where I kind of play that I captured him, and he's Batman. So I'm just talking to the camera, and I'm like just a role playing. And we thought,
I love the world in 2022. I love it.
Who would have thought? Like, what do you want to be?
When I was a kid, I would have never dreamed that I could order somebody to pretend I was Batman and seduce me.
100%. I was like, it's not me. My teacher's like, so yeah, Mama Bear helped me out with that. We're drinking the drinkies. We're getting ready. We're like trying to put the perfect song and the perfect, you know, then I had to also, because I'm a perfectionist, write a little script because I'm not going to just wing it. Right. And after it was all said and done, I was like, look, homie, this was fun, but next time it's going to be like twice the price. I don't realize how long this took me, because to try to actually get into that sexy mode and also
your mother had to teach you how to be sexy.
Yeah, who else am I going to learn from? Where do you think I got it from? Come on.
Nicole, teach her how to be sexy.
What?
I said, Nicole, teach her how to be sexy.
I mean, I could if you wanted.
Teach me. But still, same thing. Like, Hela, for the Thor premiere, it was very hard because I'm Hela. I'm this, like, badass villain. And I'm just like, and everyone's like, oh, you're the cutest little Hela, and I'm like, no, you should be scared. But stuff like that, serious MJ, like Mary Jane, I just do not relate to, but she's cute. I love to cosplay, and especially when I had red hair, now I have copper under here, so I'm like, I want to get all the content while I still have it before I switch to pink again. But it's just hard for me to be serious or like serious or sexy or not just loopy, because it's very hard to even collect my own thoughts and be as together as I am.
Well, I'm glad you collected it for us.
Yeah, well, I'm trying. I'm hanging in there.
So is there a character?
Huh?
I was going to ask, is there a character you haven't done yet that you're looking forward to trying?
Oh my God, so many. So many. I have like a list a mile long. I should have referenced it because, again, scatterbrained and I'm on zero sleep and I've been like nonstop for the last whole entire year. I've done Emma Frost before, but multiple times, but I don't feel like I've done it good enough. And so I have a thing until I perfect it. I'm like, I consider that I haven't done it at all. That was kind of where I was at with Catwoman until the new Batman came out. And I haven't really released, I think I only released one on Instagram. But I released it on my OnlyFans and it came out spectacular. And I can't wait to share more on Instagram as well. But that's, and I'm still like that with Ivy kind of like, I've done it to where I'm like, that's cute. That's she all right. But I want to do it to where I'm like, that's the perfect Poison Ivy. Now I can move on. Now I can do other people. And I hate to just keep coming back to all the Gotham City Sirens, but they really are just the best. So they're like my favorite. But Toga for My Hero, if you guys are anime people at all, I've been wanting to, I did her in like the nurse outfit for Anime Expo years ago. I'd like to bring her back for hopefully the next Anime Con. And I'm drawing a blank because I don't have my planner in front of me, but I think it's like in November. So another crazy blonde who just likes to, who gets to wear things. So all of my things, likes to stab people, likes blood, all the great things. And then Morticia, I've done like casual cosplays of Morticia, but I like to do it like right. I just got a new wig for my Wednesday, so I can do her better. I've done her tons of times throughout the years. God, there's so many. I literally, if I told you, if I were to guesstimate, I probably have a list in my phone of like 200. And I think I started to prioritize them, and then it just kind of like became jumbled. And actually, now that I saw the new Thor, like I would like to do Jane Foster, and like I was gonna see if I could put it together before the premiere, but then I was like, I don't know how much I'm gonna wear that costume. $300 I don't really have. Like, it's not really my favorite character. Will I be wearing it again? And then after seeing the movie, it was such a like girl power moment, and I live for that. And I was like, she really is just such a badass that now I'm like, All right. I love Hela and I love a bad girl, but like, we're going to have to eventually tackle Lady Thor and just, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but like have that moment. It's so great.
So we thanks for spoiling it. We haven't seen it, but we will see it. It's okay. I've seen all the spoilers. I know what's going to happen. The spoilers are always shouted at you before you see the movie. So you get to see the premieres. We don't.
You know, that was actually my very first red carpet premiere. I've seen other premieres like
that. What about Top Gun? And all the...
So that was not red carpet. That was the IMAX Infinity premiere. Top Gun, you guys haven't seen that. Oh my God. So good. I brought Mama Bear, of course. And we had such a little blasty blast. And we saw some friends that we've known forever. And we met some new friends. And they had snacks and drinkies. So it was probably the best IMAX premiere I've ever been at. Because normally they don't have like a cocktail hour. And we were like, ooh, snacks, drinkies, all the things. But you couldn't bring it into the theater, which was a little bit of a bummer. But the red carpet, Thor was my very first red carpet premiere. So I'm hoping to go to more. And I actually was able to meet, well, not like thoroughly meet and sit down and chit chat and have coffee with the stars, but they were there and they signed my little badge and I have like my little memento. And Natalie Portman has and will always be one of my favorite actresses, people, just women in general. And so another, I got a cosplay Lady Thor, but she's
kind of petite too. She's about your height.
She is. And I actually, for being a little pixie, I have pretty good genetics. And when I hit the gym, like I do, people are like, wow. They always ask me, are you a dancer? Are you in track? And I'm like, I mean, when I'm drunk, I dance quite a bit and really heels. So like, kind of, I'm a dancer, but, I'm lucky enough to have those genetics. Thank you, Mama.
Thanks, so Mama Bear.
Time, it shows quick enough. So I'm like, I have everybody, like, now that I've started doing the She-Hulk, people are like, you're gonna like hit the gym for like a month and you'll be set and you'll be like, you'll have to like,
we'll all be all jacked. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know if I want them, but the edits came out so cute. I'm like, maybe I will just for the premiere and hopefully they'll bring me to the red carpet and flex on everybody like, what?
That'd be cool. Let's go back now. How do you go from a comic book store, a comic book owner finds you and takes you on the road to being the cosplayer influencer that you are today? How does that happen? Because it seems like, you're really reaching a lot of people now and you're at every convention. How does this evolution come?
You know, slowly but surely.
If somebody wanted to be a cosplayer like you, how would they get into it?
And I get asked that a lot. And to be honest, I don't ever want to discourage anyone from their dreams, but it is a long haul. So, and the payoff, you have to do it because you love it, not because you think you're going to be like rolling in dough like Scrooge McDuck. You're not.
Oh, so it's just like stand-up comedy.
Yeah. You guys get it. You live that starving artist
writing,
life.
Like, yeah.
But you're lucky enough to do what you love. I would much rather be doing what I love and doing all these events and living my life to the fullest than have a 9-to-5 where I have a ton of money, but like, I don't even get to do it because I'm just stuck in this routine. But that's my head. That works for some people. Some people like structure and some people like, to know exactly what their week is going to look like. I sometimes have to remind myself how much I love the spontaneity of being able to do crazy events every other day. But it is hectic. It is stressful. It's a lot of work. People will be like, oh, it must be so fun and easy to be an Instagram model. And I'm like, I literally work until like 4 and 5 in the morning, like almost every day. And I get hardly enough sleep. I don't get enough time with my friends or family. So not to trash it, but it's not as glamorous as like just some young girls are like, oh, that's so cool. I want to do that. How do I get to a booth? And I'm like, okay, let me give you your tips and tricks. But just so you know what you're getting into, it's not like an easy peasy, like just what you see on Instagram. You're seeing the fun, the highlights,
Of course, Cypress Hill, it's a fun job, but it's still a job.
It's a job. Yeah. And people are like, oh, you don't even have to work. Oh, you're just out playing at this every day. And I'm like, if you only knew how exhausted, like last week, it took me 4 days just to recover from Anime Expo, just because it's 4 days back to back and they're long hours. And then there's also the after party that are after that. You're like, of course, going to a networking. It's one of the biggest anime conventions, especially in California. So you're not going to go to the after parties and partake in all the different events and maximize on it. But
after standing around for 6 or 7 hours a day in usually a hot costume.
Yeah. Nowhere.
I'm walking.
It was almost walking.
Yeah. Before, because it goes from like, I think 10 to 6 and then the after parties go till what, like 2 or something. So it's like, depending, I'm always late, as you guys have noticed. So
we noticed.
I think I got there around 2 every day. I tried my best to get there by noon on like the last 3 days. It just wasn't going to happen. But that's the thing. When you juggle so much, you have to keep that in mind too. Like, some people are smart and they like pick and choose so that they can give their all and give their full energy and be prepared. But because I do, like you said, kind of dabble into everything, I'm so pulled in like 900 directions that like I'm drinking an energy drink, the one that you represented earlier, a Raise.
You just heard about Raise. So whatever you're drinking.
I'm drinking my energy on the way and I'm like trying to hype myself up like, you can do this, you got this. And then of course you get there, and when you're there seeing everybody in the environment and taking pictures, you do get a little bit of adrenaline, so it kind of carries you. But you're like, how am I going to survive how am I going to survive Comic-Con coming up? I don't even know. I'm like, I've had no time to rest or recover for the last like couple of months. I'm still not unpacked for my last 3 events. I'm like, and this is going to be here before I know it. But I'm also super stoked and excited, but I'm not even answering your question. So to answer your question, you got to get out there. You have to promote yourself, which was my biggest challenge because I am shy. So you have to make sure that you're selling yourself. When you meet people, don't wait for someone else to be like, oh, she actually does a really great Harley Quinn, or she actually does a really great this. You should book her for this. You have to be like, hey, I'm so-and-so. This is what I do. This is why you should book me. And here's my info. If you ever need me, holler, you know? And it really is just about getting out there and networking. So love it or hate it, social media has played such a huge role in what I'm able to do. Because without Instagram, Mr. J would have never found me. I would have never started that. I wouldn't have met anybody. Like, I didn't even think I could be a cosplay model. When I used to manage for GameStop, I was like, oh, that'd be so cool to get paid to dress up. But all the booth babes.
Wait a second. You used to manage at GameStop? How nerdy is that?
Ah, so nerdy. Yeah. Victoria's Secret Beauty.
You thought, like, you'd just slide that right by me. You used to manage at GameStop. You were like the hottest GameStop manager. I've never seen a GameStop manager look like you.
I was female in the whole entire district. It was like back before girls were playing more games or represented in the gaming community. And so some guys would come in with that kind of like, you know, buy whatever I said, which is great. So I was the number one ranked in my district all the time. And I got like for it at our big coal company conference in Vegas, and they gave me money, and I was like, in my head, I could have swore I was gonna get like something fancy from Versace or like one of the shops up there, the expensive designer stuff. And I really don't know what probably drinks. I don't know what happened to it. I did not get any design or anything.
Maybe a video game if you're lucky.
Oh, I used to get free video. They used to, back when I first started, it was EB Games before GameStop.
Oh, wait a second. Now you're dating yourself. Uh-oh, that's way back.
Yeah. And that was even...
Was that on like ColecoVision or what? I mean, how far back do you go? Was that on Sega Genesis or...
Right? Sega! We did, though, like when you went to our EB Games conferences, our annual conferences, new managers, they'd give you, because they want you to promote it, like Xbox, just new Xbox. Here you go. Right. New whatever. You got all the new systems. You got a bunch of games. You'd come home, of course, t-shirts and all the other swag. But like, you go on systems and like all the coolest games. And you're just, and I actually, at the time, my boyfriend was working for them as well. So we had like double all the things. You're like, oh, yeah. And then sometimes we have the trade-in deals because we had our Edge card and trade it in, get our extra credit for the new reserve for the whatever was coming out.
So you had the Xbox, you had the PS3, and you guys,
I was with them all the way into the, like, the Wii and the 360 and all of that stuff. And then I actually was, my store was a special store where, like, when you could only, the stores were only getting 3 Wii's a week and like maybe 360s, like people were like paying people off and trying to bring people. And I was a specialty store where they like sent me extras because I was so good. They're like, let Rachie do these events and give her 30 when everybody else has 3. So it was kind of insane, but it was a really fun and exciting moment in my life. And
in a sense, you're doing a lot of the same stuff because, you know, you have so many sponsors now, including, if I'm not mistaken, Hot Topic, ironically enough.
Yes, which is always
all goes full circle.
Oh my God. I've always, like, Hot Topic's always been the coolest to me. I've always loved everything. And the fact that it was probably about a year and a half ago that I became a fanatic is what we like to call it. And I was just like 16-year-old me was like doing cartwheels and round offs. I'm like, oh my God, I am Hot Topic. It's me. I am. And then even so, on top of just the regular campaigns, they actually just hired me to do a takeover for the Halsey concert that Mama Bear took me to.
Oh, wow.
And so I took over their Hot Topic Music Instagram, and I was able to do highlights. So it's just really cool evolving and transitioning to new experiences and opportunities with, like, one of my all-time favorite stores. I'm like, Cloud9, I couldn't
you
be more
bought rich. A costume on Hot Topic, and Hot Topic is paying you to wear a costume.
Yeah. Well, they sponsored the outfit as well. And
that's great. It,
yeah. It's, and I'm like, I couldn't be any luckier. I'm just so happy. So like I said, you work hard, but then you start getting the payoff after all the years, all the tears, all that. You're like, oh my God, it's finally paying off. Everything's coming full circle. You know, you're doing things. So that's my thing is like, if you want it bad enough, definitely do it. Don't give up. But you just have to, the more people you meet, the more outgoing you are. You cannot be a shy girl. You have to just, even if you are, you got to fake it till you make it. You got to break out of it and just get yourself out there, because people need to be told that you're available to do these things, or else they won't even think about it. You know what I mean? So you got to be like, you want me to do the take for Halsey? I would love to. Let's go. You want me to be your concert like representative and cover everything for you? Hot topic? Just holler.
So have you had any negative experiences since you started becoming a cosplayer, or has it all been fairly positive?
You're always going to have some sort of negativity. You try to stay in the light as much as possible. I don't feel like I have as much negative as some of my friends have had to deal with or stories I've heard of. But you do have, my biggest challenge would be, I'm a people pleaser, and my mom has always raised me with really good manners and to be polite and to, you know, interact with people. But at the rate that I've grown, there's no way possible to answer every DM, every message. I try my best to answer every comment on my actual feed posts, but in my DMs, it clearly says in my bio, I only answer DMs on OnlyFans, because I'd be up till 6 a.m. trying to respond to everyone. And I'm like, I haven't even talked to my dad in how long? I haven't even talked to my best friend in how long? My mom's like, I live with you. I don't even get to talk to you. Can I have a word? And I'm like,
She has to DM you on your OnlyFans. You got to tell her. Get an account, and then you can DM Rachie on OnlyFans.
That's right. You got to support, you know, and that's what I try to
tell Mom. People.
I'm like, I'm able to talk. I just, you know, I don't have time to answer every single thing. So if you want to show support and help contribute to the cost of my wigs and costume suits and all that stuff, hop on over to my OnlyFans and then you can DM me there. And some people are like super cool about it. And then there's some people that are like, do I have to pay to talk to you? And I'm like, listen, I don't even have time to comb my hair some days. Like, I'm not trying to be mean, but I have this many hours in a day. And like, it's not feasible to answer every single person. So that's my biggest dilemma. And that's where I feel like I get a lot of negativity is like, again, like I said, I don't have like a whole team or like a personal assistant, and I'm the one that's running my brand for the most part. Mama Bear does help, but like for the most part, it's like a one man show. And so like for people to message you, and then I finally get back when I can, and my poor little ADD mind is on overload, and I'm like, hey, sorry. Thank you so much for the love and support. You know, let me just let you know that, you know, I generally answer my answer there. And then like some people will just be like, I've been a fan since this long and you can't do this. And then they get angry. Or the guys, you know, that message you for, hey, can I have your number? Can I this? And you don't reply. And then all of a sudden, curse words, mean names, all the mean things. And you're like, whoa, just because I'm not like a stranger I've never met before, here's my number. Yeah, let's talk about how I got into blah, blah, blah. I'm like, do you text Angelina Jolie and be like, what got you acting? I'd love to know.
Well, I do, but you know, that's a whole different story. I know Nicole's got stories about that.
I was thinking about that. I'm all, what's the craziest DM you've ever gotten?
Oh, I'm not one to block. I'm even like, I'm overly nice and I'm overly understanding and forgiving. So I've even, when people have gotten ugly, I'm like, listen, I'll try to politely explain my schedule, my life, and that I cannot do it. It's not possible. And also like, listen, you're being a bully right now. Like, hello, this is really bad. I don't take abuse or toxic energy like this. So if you want to continue to be fans or friends or whatever, don't come at me like this. And then some people have gone way deep in. One person in particular, I will not say his name. I'll tell you privately, but I will not say it on here because my mama raised me to be a good girl, and I'm not, and I'm sober. If I was drunk, I'd probably just blurt it out and be like, this man, he's mean. But he was such a jerk, and I went ahead and I blocked him. And basically, he had been messaging me. He wanted me to be in his music video. And I guess
I've got a few names I'm thinking who it might be. We know some people, Nicole and I. We might actually know this person.
You never know. It's a small world. But I also feel like this man, there's a lot of this particular man. You know what I mean? You're like, I know that. It might be a different, but he's definitely this
person. There's a type. Yeah, we know a few people like that. Oh, and we know, and not everybody's like that. A lot of people in the music are great. Most people are. There's a few that's like, they just keep coming up and coming up and coming up. You're like, oh, not him again.
Yeah. And that's the thing. He's very compulsive. So he won't go away. He just goes. And then he wants to put me on blast. So I did say, I guess someone was helping me with my Facebook at the time. And I guess they said when he talked to them, oh, DM me. And then I was too busy with all the things. I was so behind on my cam. So I wasn't replying for a long time. And then I saw it, didn't have time to deal with it. It was like, send me the details. But instead of sending me details, he's like, well, I thought we'd hop on a call. I'm like, I don't even have time for a call. I don't think you understand. This is the schedule. And he's like, I'm like, send me the details. And if it sounds like it'll work, then we plan a call. Then we move forward. But it's more so he just wanted to take the time that I don't even have. And then he got really ugly when I wasn't able to get back to him. So then he's like, oh, I could have paid you this much. This is how much I make. And my new thing is this. Mind you, his, not that it should make a difference, but if you're going to talk about how much better you are than me and how much more successful you are than me, your socials, your numbers are not really portraying that. But you go ahead and tell me how terrible I am and how much you could improve my life and how I've ruined my chance. And then I'm trying to tell him, like, listen, I'm this much behind on this sponsor, on this project. I owe people stuff from this month that I have to work on before I can even possibly consider doing something with someone else. And which is a blessing. It's great. But it's also like the reality. I'm like, forever, I wake up trying to play catch up for like so long because I don't know how to say no. I like to overbook myself. It's so fun. And
no, people think you're just doing this like all day. Like, I'm just taking a picture. Yeah. And, but there's so much more to it.
So much. It's so hectic. And I'm like very much, my mom's like, you need to like slow down or start saying no. And I'm like, I think part of me is just, I'm like overachiever. I'm a Capricorn. And then the other part of me is like FOMO. It's all super awesome events, ideas, promos. I'm like, but I want to do that. But I just need to like own me so I can like actually do it. So then he like had made some comments about, I had a Sling It promotion I did for it. It's a swimsuit, a very sexy swimsuit company that I work with. And it was me and my friend. And of course, it looks like a party vibe because we're drinking and we're dancing and it's whatever. But that is, we're just here to promote the swimsuits in any way we see fit. And it did get a ton of views and it got shared a lot and it did everything it was supposed to do. So then he's like, oh, you're too busy working. Looks like you're just getting drunk and dancing with your friends. I'm like, yeah, that's my work. Sorry you hate it. But like, lucky for me. And dance with my friends in cute bikinis and you're mad that I don't have time to be in your music video. So like, sorry, it won't work out. But that is the thing where it's like, it is fun and I do have a fun job, but a lot of people don't differentiate because it looks like, oh, she's at another party or oh, she's at this. And you're like, yeah, but behind that one photo or that one video, you're like, okay, I got to have this wig for this outfit for this look to match this theme. I have to be here by this time. I have to figure out
makeup, hair.
Yeah. Everything. Where I'm going to stay because I live in Temecula, which is like nowhere near any of the things that I do. So it's just like, how am I don't drive. So I'm lucky enough to have
Mom Bear.
Enough Mama Bear, Deadshot photo, lots of friends who are like, I'll pick you up or you can stay with me or blah, blah, blah. So I'm kind of like a little gypsy, which is great. Except you can trust me.
let me ask you a couple more questions. Actually, I got so many, but we got to have you back. You're just so much fun to talk to. And I don't know when the shyness comes in, but it hasn't come in so far in the season. That's good. What's the most unusual thing that has happened to you at a con or that you've seen in a con?
Oh, I don't know. I've had, I can't really say, because again, like when I'm put on the spot, the ADD hits in, and I'm also Dory as a human, but I will name a couple unusual. These probably aren't the most unusual.
Okay.
I did have a guy just at Anime Expo who asked for a photo, and I said, well, sure. And he immediately went to go pick me up, and I said, whoa, I'm in like a tiny bunny outfit, like this. I'm like, excuse me, no. I said picture. You didn't say, can I pick you up for a picture? So note that gene. So it's crazy to me that people are so comfortable to where they think they can just lift you in like a tiny thong bodysuit or a dress or whatever, put their hands on you. I'm very personable, so like even more so than other people. So it's kind of like if you give a mouse a cookie, they're gonna want some milk. You know, I'm like, I put my ass on the mouse and it's like here, and I'm like, no, here. Here, I'm like, I'm allowing the contact even COVID while like stuff's still happening. It's not like post COVID, you know? But that's not good enough. You want to pick me up and like do these angles that are not okay with me. So I'm just like, And then the other thing, I have one in particular. I have multiple people who have asked me, but I had one person who asked me anytime he sees me to step on him.
I think we know him.
We probably know that guy. Yeah, we know that.
Which I'm like, I'm okay with it, but at the same time, I should not be doing this for free. This is definitely a fetish that I should be racking in on.
Well, that's not Matt. Matt will actually pay you to do that.
What?
We know a guy that'll pay you to do that. But yeah, that's not him.
That happened. A nice gentleman who wants to pay for this. But I'm like, I'm a people pleaser again, so I'll do it. I'll step on. Okay. And then I actually did have one who reached out to me. There's two that actually asked me all the time, and one that actually reached out and was wanting to pay me. And I was like thinking about setting it up. Obviously, I'd have someone there with me and like make sure everything was cool. And unfortunately, the amount that I felt it was worth, he was like, oh, really? And I'm like, yeah, I'm giving this to you for free at cons all the time. So think about it. Like, listen, you want me to come to you to step on you so you can take pictures? Like, this is, I should be charging way more, but this is the price I'll do it for. And he was kind of like, oh, I thought you could do it for like, I think he wanted to offer me like 100. I was like, oh, honey, that's really, there's a girl who will. I'm not the one. I'll see you at the next con. I'll step on you for $3.99. So
we can I'll step on him for $100, but I don't know if he'll get up.
Your contact info. I'll be like, I got someone who is perfect for that price. Here you go.
But like I say, it may not be the number one, but who's somebody at a con that you've met that you just have been dying to meet your whole life?
Comics?
No, somebody at a con or an event that you've been wanting to meet your whole life that you were just thrilled to meet?
Natalie Portman, yo. Like, at the Thor premiere, and I wanted to be like, you don't understand how much I love you ever since professional. Like, you have no idea what you mean to me, like, all the things she's done. And just, like, I think she's just so dope because she's beautiful, she's well-mannered, she's composed, she doesn't act a fool, but then she also does act a fool, like, with the Saturday Night Live skits back in the day when she did her little raps, which are, like, some of my favorite things she's ever done. So if you haven't, they're hilarious. Watch it after this.
She's super smart.
She's smart. And she says it in rap songs. She's like, when I went to Harvard, I did yay every day. But it's just, she's so cool. And she's also like someone that I would say is an idol. I feel the same about like Gaia. Like, I feel like I can do it. It's crazy because she's a little teeny bopper. And I'm like, I want to be this child. But she is. She's just such a good icon. And it's nice to see people like that. You know, the youth can look up to that are stable and like, you know, smart, funny, carry yourself well. But I also like, I love a hot mess too. So don't get me wrong. Like, I lived on Kesha.
Well, you met Nicole, so of course, yeah.
Well, that's why we gravitated towards each other. You know, we're like, Hot Mess Express, choo, choo, let's go. Natalie Portman was a huge one for me. Well,
she didn't disappoint. She was cool in person.
Natalie Portman?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So I didn't say any of that to her because I didn't want to take up all her time. Like, I want her to know how much I love her and how much she impacts everybody. Because I feel like, especially as celebrity, you know, you hear all the good and the bad. You get a lot of slack just for being in the spotlight. So I'm like, I feel like anyone who is a celebrity or who is in that spotlight, or anybody in general, my mom's just raised me, like, if you see someone with a cute shirt, you know what kind of day they're having, let them know. That's a great choice. I like that shirt. Like,
you've been on the other side too. You've had people that were intimidated to meet you.
Yes, exactly. So it's like, you know, just share the love, share the happiness, like throw a compliment, throw a smile, like try to, you know, just make someone's day. You don't know what they're going through. And so I did tell her, oh my God, I love you. You're amazing. But I didn't go through my whole spiel because I didn't want to hold her up on the red carpet. And she was so sweet and she was so cute. And the girl in front of me was like, almost in tears, was like, I dressed up as you. She was doing the thing that I wanted to do. And Natalie, like, her arm for the picture. So, you know, she was just like, she's very sweet and just so humble. And then Halsey, I actually met years ago.
Right.
To work at Nene's, which is a makeup store. And we have tons of celebrities that shop there. Everyone from, like, the Kardashians to Angelina Jolie to Zach Morris to Brandy to Megan Fox, like everybody shops there. And I'm usually super cool and composed. I'm like, I've even helped I can't even think, I've helped some really huge people and I've been like super cool, super whatever. Like I'm still fangirling. I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. And I'll like come home and tell my mom like this happened. But Halsey was there. I was helping a customer and I'm like kind of looking. I'm like, is that her? Or is that just someone who's like inspired by her, who's like rocking that style?
Sometimes in LA you can't tell.
Right. Because I mean, she inspires so many people and it's kind of that, you know, if you're not in full, like even me, when I'm not in full costume or if I'm in a costume that no one's seen me before, when I first started not doing Harley, like people didn't know it was me until I opened my mouth and then they'd be like, Rachie? But they're like so used to seeing me as Harley. If I was someone else, they're like, who is this? And I'm like, hi. And like, who? Wait, Rachie? I'm like, yeah. But, you know, you see someone in their they're just normal everyday element and you're like, kind of looks like her, is it? She kind of, you know. So I wrap up with that customer because I'm like, oh my God, is this really her? And I go stalk her, literally. I go through the aisles. I'm like Coke is like, and I find her and I just kind of like peek around. I'm like, hi, did you need help with anything? And she was with a friend. She's like, no, we're good. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, well, that didn't work. And then just totally lost my cool. 3 seconds later, just like peek around my head. And I'm like, are you Holly or Ashley? Or like, I'm like, do I call her by her real name or her like stage?
Right.
Hey, Ash, what's going on? It's you, right? So I'm like, right. You. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I just got to tell you how much I love you. And I did it and I just let it all out. And then I was like, she was so nice, so cool.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can I hug you? I'm such a dork, but I didn't want to just instantly hug her. And
well, it's either that or have Halsey trample you. So I guess that's a
you know, can you step on me, Halsey? That'd be so I was like, can I hug you? And she was like, yes. And she hugged me. Oh, hey. And she hugged me and she was so nice. And she was like, oh, you're so beautiful. You're this, which that day I was. The opposite of beautiful. Like Mama Bear had just taken me from, we lived in.
Oh, so you look like me.
You look Mark.
I'm kidding, of course. No, so you were working, you weren't at your most glamorous.
No, I was on no sleep because we had a huge double photo shoot real far away the day before. That was just like that day kicked my butt and I had to open the next day. So like we went from Simi Valley to I think Wonderland Studios in Anaheim, and we did the one all-day shoot with the one photographer. We braked for lunch, then we had the nighttime shoot with the other photographer, then we drove back late to home, got a little bit of sleep, woke up early. I was of course late to work as usual, and I had like a messy bun. Yeah, all the way in Studio City, had a messy bun, like BB cream and bronzer, and that was it. And I was like, I'm here, I made it. And I'm like, this is how I meet Halsey? No, this is terrible. But ironically enough, when we got to talking, she was actually shopping for, she was doing a Poison Ivy look for Halloween. And I desperately like, I'm Harley Quinn though. Like, let me show you. Cause I was already traveling and doing all the things as Harley Quinn. And I was like, do I tell her and be like, yo, you know, Harley Quinn, here's my car. But I didn't want to come off as too aggressive or scare her away or be weird or be like, hey, now that we're best friends, you should probably just.
Now that you've given me a hug, let me tell you something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so I did not tell her. It's like my biggest regret. Like, cause I know I saw from pictures at the party, should not have a Harley Quinn. She could have had her little partnering friend.
Her bestie, Rachie. But then fast forward, and you're covering the Halsey concert for Hot Topic.
Yes, which is so
paid for.
I know. And I almost was like, Mama Bear and I were like, we should talk to security and see if they'll let us get closer or see if we can like meet her, you know, to cover it or whatever the case. But we've been through some crazy stuff. We've been in PR, we had heart troubles, we had all the things that were wrong in that day. We were like, not sure if we were going to make it. And I'm like, great, my first takeover for Hot Topic, and I'm going to totally ruin it. And so, but we did it. We were like, no, we pressed on. We're like, I don't care what happens. We're making it to the concert. We did, unfortunately, miss the first opener and almost the entire set of the second opener, which was the Maria's, but I caught the last songs. And we still got to do it, but we didn't get there early to like try to arrange anything extra. But we had great seats. And we were the very front row we were off to the side a little, but the very first row for people who could buy seats, like aside from press and like radio stations and all. And she put on such an incredible show. So even though we were late and you're like, man, we've been looking forward to this for months. This was, you know, we wanted to be on her bus, enjoy the full thing. She put on 2 hours herself alone. Mm-hmm. She was like, this is going to be a lot. I got a lot of stuff I want to share with you. You know, don't you worry if you've been a fan, old fan, whatever. This is going to be the best concert you've ever been to. And she delivered. She was just so amazing.
I heard she's great live. Yeah.
Oh my God, she's incredible. Her voice, her performance, she's just so humble and like sweet. She's connecting with the audience. She cried, we cried, everybody cried. It was just like, oh, I got goosebumps right now about it. Like, we will definitely be seeing her again.
I'm about to cry myself.
Again, let's go. Last concert. Mom's ready. She's like, does she have another one next month? Let's do this.
I've been a huge Halsey fan like the whole time. I thought her voice and it's her writing that really does it for me. Her writing is so, it's just so moving and poetic and really good.
Goosebumps. Literally when she came out, I had blue hair. And then on her first album, since you're a long time fan, you know, she had the blue hair. So, like, I automatically connected with her aesthetic.
So you're cosplaying as Halsey at the Halsey concert.
I did. I actually did. Because her last album, she made like a little film, like a musical style where it covered all the songs from her last album, which is amazing, by the way. And so there's one scene. Of course, what scene do I choose? But the funeral scene where she's like the funeral for her dead husband that I won't spoil who killed him or anything. But I'm just pulling off the total like. What are those called? The widow vibes, where you're just like all black. She had an all black veil. She had a crown. And I didn't do it exactly because I was too, that's when you know I'm too busy. When I'm too busy to shop properly for this event that I've been looking forward to, that I'm like one of my favorite artists. I'm like, I'm too busy to get the exact couture look that I want. But we made it work. She had like a puppy sleeve, just immaculate, like total Vogue dress on. I did a corset. It still works. It was very medieval goth for the whole film, so it still works. I did a tutu, and then I did a veil like her. I was looking for an all-black crown. I found black and, like, rose gold, which was the next best thing. And I got Mama Bear. As you see, I have no pretty nails on, which is so sad, because Mama Bear, yeah. I'm like, do you think I should do these coffin, you know, the coffin fake nails, long black, or they got the square edge?
I'm
like,
I'm familiar.
Funeral look. She didn't have them, but I'm like, let's do it. And again, we were late because of the ER and this and that I didn't even have time to put them on. So I'm like, But I had one glove on, which was like inspired by one of her other looks in the film, because she had, which is also very Harley Quinn. I feel like Halsey is very adjacent with Harley Quinn with her
Halsey
music.
Quinn.
Halsey Quinn. Is this my next mashup?
That's your new costume. Yes, Halsey Quinn.
Oh my God, reels coming up. But there has been a lot of songs of hers. I'm like, I should do a reels as Harley Quinn, as her, because she is very much that mentality. And Mama Bear and I both have been through a lot of the same, you know, toxic relationships, a lot of things that we can relate with. So like, It was hard because you're jamming out and I'm wearing the smoky eye and I'm like, I'm going to cry and this is going to be all over my face, which would work but like,
it's a good look.
It would work for the look because you're at a funeral, you know, you have the smoky, the sad girl, smoky eye running down. But, and it's also very Harley, so Halsey Quinn. But I didn't want it to be like, I wanted to keep it intact. And it's just like, Mama Bear and I both just relate so hard to so much of her music and so many aspects that she's gone through and she's overcome. And then even she was like, you know, I've been this or I've been here, but I'm here and I overcame it. So she's like, yeah, I've been through the trauma, but like, you're tough. You can make it. She's very inspirational. And she had that motivational speech with us. We were all like, ah, goosebumps, tears, all the things. So I cannot brag enough about what an amazing human she is on top of being an amazing entertainer, but I won't take up the whole show on Halsey.
No, you're inspirational too, but I was going to say you have the fangs and we've been talking for over an hour. So I do have to mention your Vampirella covers. I mean, you've gone from reading comic books to being on the cover of several comic books.
Oh my God. It is such a dream come true.
Was Vampirella the first comic book cover that you did?
And I've been asked that before. I think Preview Worlds Weekly asked me, and I was like, I should know the answer to this. It was either Vampirella or Deja Thoris, because they both kind of came out around the same time, and I don't remember which first. I shot them both the same weekend and I sent them in around the same time. So they both came out. I'll have to research that and I'll know for the next show.
Were you a Vampirella reader before you did the shoot?
I have always loved Vampirella. I actually have always loved vampire anything in general. I'm a bit of like, nobody thinks that I'm a little goth princess because I'm always like, rainbows and sparkles. I'm like strawberry shortcake over here, like with my fangs. But
have a goth side. I looked at your Amazon wish list. A lot of gothy and renaissance-y sort of things. Are you going to go to a renaissance festival soon or what?
I would love to. We were so busy. Last one, we only made it one day, and I had tickets from a friend that I had to let expire because there was just like conventions and this and that, and we were doing a fitting for Star Wars Celebration, and there was too much going on to where we couldn't make it up for more. But Mama Bear and I have gone, it's kind of a tradition we like to keep, so we have gone, well, we've probably gone like four times now. And so
it's the original cosplay.
You know, it really is. Well, and that's the thing is, I was cosplaying before I even knew it was a thing. Like, I didn't know there was a term for it. I didn't know other people did it. I didn't know there were whole entire conventions full of, like, people like me who just, like, nerd out and play dress up and, like, all this stuff. So my roommate and I, back in the day, my best friends, Aaron Campbell, we lived in St. Louis, and we just make up theme days. We'd be like, wigging out Wednesday. Now everybody has to wear a wig. If you want to hang out with us, we're going to be at Buffalo Wild Wings getting crappy. If you don't have a wig, or it's Flannel Friday, if you're not wearing a flannel, and I just have like low-key, like soft Harley vibes or soft this, like things that someone would wear, but it's not like an official costume, like kind of a closet cosplay. And then it kind of, the obsession grew and it got worse and worse. And then it became a profession. And so it got better and better. But yeah, I'm blown away because, oh, what I started to say was way back when I worked for GameStop at their conference, all the booth babes were like very enhanced, very curvy. And I was, you know, I felt like I looked like at the time, like a 12-year-old. Like I was just like, I want to do that. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't think I can. I don't fit the requirements. And so I never, ever would have thought I could have. And then when the opportunity for Deja and Vampirella came through, originally we were in talks for Betty Page, which
I'm getting to that.
Yeah, which is one of my favorites because I did start in pinup and I still have such mad love for pinup aesthetic. It's very time consuming to do it and do it right, and the victory rolls and the teeth, this and that. But it's one of my favorite looks, and I do want to get back to doing some more pinup photography soon enough, whenever I can squeeze it in somewhere. But we were originally in talks because I had done Betty Page and we saw that they had the comics. And then they had just wrapped that whole set and they were, we're going to have more. I'll let you know when we have more. Do you do Vampirella or Deja Thor or Red Sonja? And at the time, I had not done any of them. I had one photographer friend who had wanted me to do Vampirella like a year and a half before and was like, I'll buy you the costume. I'll do this. I'll do that. And at the time, I was a little more timid to wear such tiny costumes. And I was like, oh, that'll be cute. Yeah, we can figure it out. And I think the lady was sold out of the costume. And he was like, well, I'll get it when she is taking commissions again or whatever the case. And then it just kind of never happened. And then when I had this opportunity, instead of going with that lady, I actually went with Black Sheep Latex. And because latex, I mean, nothing more needs to be said. I was like, let's make it even sexier. And I got it custom made for me. And I was like, whoa. Because I was still back then not, I do like cheeky little pinup things, but nothing so extremely sexy and tiny. And I.
So you looked at yourself in the latex and went, whoa.
Well, latex is one thing, but tiny latex, like, I mean, I could have been in a latex mini. I had plenty of latex, like a crop and short, lace up shorts and gloves and thigh highs, but this was latex and like floss, like string bikini.
Yeah. Vampirella doesn't leave a lot to the imagination.
She certainly does. Very intimidating. I was super stoked though, because I'm like,
you pulled it off.
Hello, so exciting. But also for a girl, any girl knows you're like your own worst enemy. I'm like, oh God, what is happening? And I was so self-conscious and I had like a mini breakdown afterwards where I'm like, you know, I'm not good enough. And then they ended up putting me on like all of the covers for the end of time. I'm like, you are, you did it. And that even Trina, which is one of the original artists who are creators of Vampirella, I met her at that long ago and she said, you're the best Vampirella I've ever met. She's like, you are Vampirella. Your body type, the way it fits you, the way you look, you're her. And I'm like, and to hear that from the creator, especially, you know, it's so easy to compare yourself these days on social media. It was just made my whole entire life. And I think probably boosted myself because I wasn't even planning on ever winning her to a con. And I got talked into two before that. But then obviously she was going to be at this con. I'm like, how do you not wear it to meet Trina? So I'm like, okay, I wear it. And then I had another outfit planned for the next day. And she talked me into, because I have both the red and the white now for the year one series. And then I also have the black for Draculina, her little sister, which is very fun. And she talked me into wearing Vampirella again the next day. And I'm like, how do you say no to her? I'm like, sure, yeah. So that was such a delight, but yeah, it was very intimidating to do both Deja and Vampirella back to back. And of course we did it at this beach and there's like families and children. And then these people are doing their engagement photos and the husband's like, we're going to shoot at the vacation. I'm like, this is all bad.
You broke off the engagements.
I know. Vampirella broke. Not even married yet. I might be saving her time and money. You know what I mean? Like, are you sure you want it's only going to get worse. But yeah, so already being uncomfortable and then being in that setting was like a lot. But now that I've done it more and also that Trina said I'm the best, I mean, I'm super comfortable and I've been able to do it at a lot more conventions and it's always a hit. Go figure, crazy. So crazy. And then even at WonderCon where I met her, I actually had a friend, Megan Random, who was dressed as Red Sonja to be my partner in crime. Mm-hmm. So we had planned it. And then there's also another cosplayer that we did not coordinate with at all, named Jacqueline, who happened to be Deja Thor. So we were able to have like the holy trinity of dynamite all for this like impromptu photo shoot, which like I think was the highlight for so many people. We didn't move from that spot. When they got the three of us together, we like, that was it. That
everybody wanted to take pictures of you guys.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And then we're hoping, I think it would be really cool if they would make that a cover. But I don't know.
I could see a whole crossover comic there. But
yeah. Well, they have like the Sora and everything, so it would totally work. And then I even have a friend that could have Sheena, and I have a Sheena cosplay, and she fits me. Like, she's like my size. So I'm like, we could even add her to the mix. And I'm like, I have another friend who does Red Sonja. Like, technically, Megan could be my Vampirella. Gracie could be Red Sonja because she's great at that. I could be Draculina. We could have the whole gang here. But see, I get ahead of myself. I like planned this and I'm like, now you're taking into account 9 million people's schedules. Who's right. All busy.
Your schedule's messed up anyway.
I get excited. Plans in my head. And then the reality sets in that like, oh, you don't even have time to brush your own hair, let alone do a full entire crazy photo shoot. Oh, okay. Maybe in August.
I got to tell you, I could talk to you all day. Nicole, once again, great call.
Right.
Great guest. And we barely scratched the surface. I definitely would love to have you back when your schedule permits, whenever that is. But my last question, how intimidating is it to step into Betty Page's shoes?
I wouldn't say I was, believe it or not, I wouldn't say I was intimidated as much. I think probably because I'm used to the pinup fashion. I was more intimidated for Deja and Vampirella because just, you know, body issues as a female and tiny costumes. And like Deja's literally just like pasties and like a little loincloth or whatever. There's just not a lot to the imagination. Again, but Betty Page, as big of an icon as she is, so obviously you're like, whoa, big shoes still. Obviously, I'm not planning on taking over the whole Betty Page legacy. I don't think I'm going to outdo it or anything, but it's more so like one of my favorite icons and like paying tribute to her. And I already had the most amazing wig from Annabelle Wigs. Hey, one of my favorite wigs. I actually think I bought that wig long before they were a sponsor of mine, and they have the perfect pinup wigs. So I actually have a shorter one that's more accurate and a longer one that's not as accurate, but it's just so pretty that I kind of switch off between, because I'm like, at the end of the day, I like to be very authentic and I also do my own thing and what fits me better and makes me feel prettier. Switch it up also, because it's like, when you're on so many covers, you don't want it to get monotonous and you don't look the same. So you want to switch up locations. You want to switch up your makeup a little. You want to switch up the hair, the costume. So even with Vampy, like sometimes I'll do, like right now I have the gold and black out. Sometimes I'll do all black. Sometimes I'll do a neutral, or I'll do the blue, that the like really pop of blue with the red lip, which is, that's intimidating wearing blue eyeshadow. But I was not intimidating as much as it was exciting. Like, I started up and here I am. I've done Betty Page shoots plenty of times before just for fun. And I'm like, and now it's actually going to be a cover? Like, oh my God. So I.
And what is it about Betty Page, somebody that did most of her modeling in the 50s, that still resonates?
She is just such a, I think it's kind of more so, you've probably noticed, I like females that are like kind of in your face. You know, she wasn't like cookie cutter, follow the rules. She was very sexy and ahead of her time. And she kind of was like, this is me, here I am, this is what I'm going to do. And, you know, like hate it or love it. She always had a good time. She's playful. She's beautiful. She pushed boundaries. She pushed limits. I actually did, I've done some OnlyFans sets with like the cuter, like little, the paddles and things, the crops and things. But she was so ahead of her time. It's just insane. And it's crazy that she was able to get away with what she was able to get away with. And it's kind of that thing where like, when people tell you that you're only allowed to do this, you can't do that, or, you know, women are supposed to do this or ladies are supposed to do that. And it's kind of like, actually, I whatever the heck, I'm like radio edit, whatever the F I want. And
we encourage profanity. So if you want to blurt it out, go right ahead.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we love the F word, mama. So I was like, it's just nice to like see a woman do what she wants. You've noticed I'm a girl power. I'm not even going to get into politics, but Halsey did do a little excerpt on everything that's going on with all of that right now too. And it's just like, my mom raised me to be very independent. She was a single mother.
An only child.
Only child, single mother. I have a great dad, but he's all away in Chicago. And it's just kind of nice to have an independent, strong female that does what she wants and stick by, you know, stands for and lives her life the way she sees fit. And,
that describes you to a T, Rachie, I can say. You've manifested so many things in your life that you dreamed about, and you're living your dream, and I love it.
Thank you so much. I really have. And then my newest venture is the festivals. I'm an influencer for Insomniac as well. So it's like, I do the comics, I do beauty, fashion, comics. And then like, now I'm on the rave scene and these events that, you know, I would say spend all my money on.
There's still a rave scene?
Well, for me, there is. Yes. You haven't heard EDC was just the other month.
Well, I've been to EDC, but I didn't know. I thought it was just, they're around. I didn't know. So you're like, you're an ambassador for Insomniac? Is that what's going on?
Huger than ever. Yeah, I'm an ambassador for Insomniac. I've got so many that I promote literally every single month to where it's like, there's not enough days to promote all the things. So I'm like, I should be better, but I'm like, there's not enough time.
Here, I'm going to give you all the time that you need. Rachie, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. And I can't wait to talk to you again soon, but please plug away anything you want to promote. The time is yours.
Anything I want to promote. Oh my gosh, I'm so lucky. Thank you.
OnlyFans, everything. How racy does your OnlyFans get, by the way?
My OnlyFans is not as racy as a lot of my friends. I will say that I don't want any false hopes out there and people sign up and they're like, oh, there's no nudes or whatever. I do, obviously, it's going to be more than what you see on Instagram. I take it to the next level. I do a lot of cheeky stuff. I do a lot of, you know, very typical, very typical, just kind of like teetering that line, you know what I mean?
Sexy, but not nude and not tawdry and not disgusting.
Yes. Yeah. So we like, for those of you who want a more intimate view of Rachie that not everybody else gets, I really allow myself super vulnerable in some of the sets. And then some of the sets are more basic and just more playful. So I kind of price them accordingly. So like, mm-hmm. It's just a playful set and it's just like a little cheeky and it's not anything crazy, it might be 25, but I have sets that go all the way from 25 to 200. $20 to sign up and then you can DM me as much as you want and you can get sneak.
Be respectful and DM all you want.
Yeah. and then also, you know, if you're wanting to help out and if you want to see me do more characters or more shoots or be able to live and add to the standards of my perfectionist brain, then it's nice because I put all that money back into that. I literally like just recycle it to give you guys more awesome content. So definitely check out my OnlyFans. It's Faces by Rachie, R-A-C-H-I-E. You get tons of free stuff. I post daily. Whether it's a selfie or a new edit or, you know, just behind the scenes or whatever the case, new cosplay, work in progress. And that's free on my wall. And I do free sets on my wall as well. And then I do obviously the weird sets that I slide into DMs that are available for purchase, which are a little more exciting. But I will say, aside from plugging myself, this company, I did wear all of my, I wanted to be in theme. I know you guys are like horror lovers like me. And I'm like, I'm doing my vamp thing. And I got this cute little Vampire Vineyard lippy from Monster Pizza. And look at how cute the pack is? It's like the vampire
Our friend Rachel makes those.
Oh my God. So you know.
Yeah.
So yeah.
She's been on the show. Right now.
My eyeshadow is Rachel too. Vampire Cosmetics.
And what?
Vampire Cosmetics.
Yeah. So Vampire Cosmetics, and this one is the red wine blend. And this is what I'm wearing on my lip because I'm like, how do I not wear this super cute Vampire Cosmetics for my vampy look for your guys' horror show? And then how cute is this? So you probably don't know this. This is one of my other friends, Retta Lashes, which I used to see me tag all over all my posts. But his palette is called Sweet Tragedy. And look, it's like a coffin. How cute is it?
That's cool.
And then it's magnetic, so it just slides right off. And then these colors pigment the payoff. I'd swatch it for you to show you how great the payoff is, but I'm like OCD and I don't like to waste any drop of this magic.
Don't worry about it. No, we can see it.
Yeah, you can see it on my eyes too. And like the littlest bit goes a long way. So I had to shout both them out because I'm like, this is your clientele and this is totally some of my favorite products. But yes, I'm on Twitter at faces_by_Rachy. Obviously the OnlyFans, Instagram, Faces by Rachy. I do have a lot of fake accounts out there. So if it's not my OG one, that's like right now I'm at like 33.1K range and I have all my links in my link tree. Don't fall for it. If it's like only got a couple posts, do not fall for it. Instagram has been terrible about taking down my fake accounts and these people are taking advantage of people and lying to them and impersonating me. So it's tragic. It's terrible that Instagram doesn't care about my life. They don't.
There's only one Faces by Rachy, except no substitutes.
Exactly. Often, what is it? Often imitated, never created. I think that's like a little Tim reference, maybe. I don't even remember.
It kind of reminds me of Nicole and her. She has some fake accounts rolling around too. But the real accounts is Nicole Six Books.
We love it.
Right, Nicole?
Yeah, I'm at Nicole Six Books and I'm Nicole H6 on Facebook.
And get Nicole's new poetry book, Slow Burn.
Slow Burn. Please do. It's on lulu.com, lulu.com.
I am dying to get
it. It's good. Right. It's good. And Rachel, it's been I called you Rachel, but you're Rachy. Faces by Rachy. What am I thinking?
I
have to call you Rachy because we know Rachel from Vampire Cosmetics. So we got to separate you two like that, too.
Exactly. But I am technically Rachel. But my mommy named me Rachel. She wanted to name me Raquel after Raquel Welch. And then she settled for Rachel, going back and forth with my dad. But she calls me Rachy as a nickname. And she came up with my branding as Faces by Rachy because there are like a million and one Rachels. Right. But I do remember when I met her, I was like, you're Rachel? I'm Rachel. And then I saw the magazine. I didn't know she did the magazine too. I'm like, right. What? You do that? I do Vampirella. How are we not working together? But I almost forgot the most important thing, my fangs. You were complimenting me on my fangs.
Yes.
And they're custom made by Leonardo Cavallero. And I tag him in literally everything. And I don't know if you know him, but he is the best fangsmith. And I adore him. Just like the sweetest, the coolest, and the most talented. And I'm so excited to get more fangs from him because I want, you know, we need all the different shapes. We need like twos. We need singles. The longer ones we want.
You can never have enough fangs.
Gotta have a collection, a plethora of fangs.
And I'm Goth Comedian on all social media. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.